Tantor Audio presents First to Jump, How the Band of Brothers Was Aided by the Brave Paratroopers of Pathfinder's Company, by Jerome Preisler, narrated by Tom Perkins. Foreword. They were considered mavericks, insubordinates, and undesirables, and they'd done plenty to earn the reputation. Their commanding officers were glad, not to say overjoyed, to see them ship out to train for their special missions. Glad just to be rid of them, never mind that those missions were thought to be suicidal. They were the U.S. Army Pathfinders of the 9th Troop Carrier Command, the first paratroopers to jump into combat. And they were heroes to a man. I spent 2 years chronicling their story to fill a significant gap in the history of the U.S. airborne military effort during World War II, and in the much broader history of Special Operations Commandos in the U.S. Armed Services. While there is some excellent literature about the 101st Screaming Eagles and 82nd Airborne Divisions, not much has been said of their Pathfinder units, perhaps because a lot of information about their covert actions, tactics, and equipment remained classified for decades after the war, and also possibly because they were relatively small in number. Fewer than 300 of them jumped into Normandy in June 1944, and only about 24 into the frigid, snow-blanketed heart of Bastogne later that year, on the third and arguably most daring mission for which their unique expertise was required. If not for the Pathfinder's heroic pinpoint drop into a German siege ring consisting of 250,000...